Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Radio studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
I can remember exactly where my epiphany was.
Okay.
I hadn't thought much about it, to tell you the truth. And I was a senior in high school, and my dad was dropping me off. I remember about to get out of the car, and I looked to my right, and two well-dressed men in suits kissed each other. I mean, they give each other a kiss. And then one went, looked like he was heading to the DuPont building, and one looked like he headed to the Hercules Corporation building. And I'll never forget, I turned and looked at my dad. He said, Joey, it's simple. They love each other.
Oh, jeez.
It's simple. No, I'm not joking. It's simple. They love each other. And it's never been... It's never been...
Yes.
It's just that simple.
Wow.
I wondered about playing that because we played that yesterday. I wondered about playing it again if I did just to, you know, to characterize it. But it's really good to hear again. He's so full of crap, man. He's so full of crap. Did anybody listening actually believe that story? Surely not.
In the year 1960, he became convinced that gay marriage was fine because he saw two men openly smooching in New York City in suits. Which you did not see in 1960.
And his dad was already pro-gay marriage.
And told him, Joey. Simple. Simple.
I mean,
they love each other.
His dad might have been a pretty small percentage of America that was there at that point. But anyway, here's a little montage of Joe Biden the years after that, where he didn't feel the same way, apparently.
I can remember exactly where my epiphany was.
Okay.
I was a senior in high school, and I looked to my right, and two well-dressed men in suits kissed each other. I mean, they gave each other a kiss.
Marriage is between a man and a woman.
Maybe do you support gay marriage?
No.
Okay. So there's two instances. He was one of the Democrats, not one of the Democrats, that voted against the Events of Marriage Act. He could have gone with his close friends, John Kerry and Senator Kennedy and Barbara Boxer and Dianne Feinstein, other prominent liberal Democrats who did not vote for that Defense of Marriage Act that kept gay marriage from being a possibility. But no, he was against gay marriage. And then he is on various talk shows, including Meet the Presses recently, I think 2006, where he said that. But in the modern world, he's not going to have to explain that. He's not going to have to explain. You sat down for an interview the other day and claimed you had an epiphany about gay marriage in 1960. Then for the next 50 years, certainly 40 years, you claimed marriage is between a man and a woman. What's going on there, dude?
Yeah.
He's not
going
to have to explain that.
Boy, and you'd think, given how woke and lefty the media is, they might go ahead and sink their teeth into this, but they just won't. They won't.
Now, there's a little bit of, and we do this because it's smart. If people come around to your side, don't get all hung up on how they got there. Just be happy they're now on your side. Mm-hmm. I mean, I do that with lots of issues. And I think the Democrats did that with Barack Obama. And he ran hardcore in 2008, which ain't that long ago. He ran hardcore on, no, my religion teaches me marriage between a man and a woman. And then when he came around to what the media considers the correct side, fine. We're not going to make you explain what happened there.
Yeah, yeah. Although if he then, you know, if Barack Obama were to come out and do an interview now and say, oh, yeah, I've been a staunch supporter. I've been a, hell, I've been a patriot. I've been a advocate, an activist for gay marriage since 1991. You're not going to ask the question? Anyway, so he's a hypocrite and he makes up stories and he's a senile old fellow.
Well, to be fair, I mean, you could apply that sort of thing to quite a few politicians, certainly
sure.
The majority.
Actually, the investigation into the Biden influence peddling family is a hell of a lot more significant
yeah. Oh, yeah.
than this stuff,
yeah.
And we need to get to that in the next segment or two. But there's one other thing so that's worth mentioning. Biden is making the rounds, pitching various plans and pieces of legislation right now, and he busted out.
He said, Joey, it's simple. They love each other. No, I'm not kidding. No joke.
It's not a joke.
Joey, it's simple.
He said, Joey, it's simple.
I was born in 1920, but I am I have the advanced thought of someone from 2020. It's simple.
Right. Simple, Joey. You'll get it in 73 years?
Wait a minute. It's simple. They love each other.
Oh, 53 years. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Anyway, so one of the things Biden was flogging the other day was a note that he allegedly got from a 6-year-old girl named Charlotte, allegedly, complete with crossouts and misspellings and the rest of it. And Biden was sharing this with the assembled media because, of course, from the mouths of babes come the greatest truths.
Dear President Biden, I just wanted to tell something that is not fair to ladies. Men are getting more money than girls. I think you should fix this since you're the president. Even I'm a child, and I think we should do something.
Biden responded by praising the letter allegedly written by Charlotte, tweeting, Charlotte, I couldn't agree more. Women lose thousands of dollars each year and hundreds of thousands over a lifetime because of gender and racial wage gaps. Wait a minute. Now we're on to race somehow? I'm committed to building an economy where my daughters have the same rights and opportunities as my sons. You know what? They do have the same rights and opportunities as your son. Absolutely they do. So the world of Twitter goes crazy. Of course, the world of Twitter always goes crazy. But there was some belief that the note was not authentic and that it had been put together by a staffer writing with their opposite hand to make it look childlike.
Surely they didn't go that far, did they? That's too much.
Oh, let's see.
We're a giant country. There could be a little girl write a letter like that.
Yeah, I suppose so, yeah. One former congressional aide said, this letter is so fake it's embarrassing. And more importantly, the wage gap is even more fake. When you factor in job choice, willingness to work nights and weekends, dangerous jobs, etc., there is no wage gap. Your wage gap comes from comparing a part-time female teacher to a full-time male engineer.
Yeah, remember this was a big story during the Obama administration, and then it came out that women in the Obama White House were making the whatever percentage of men. Okay, because that is, for the reasons you just stated, the way it ends up working out.
Yeah, yeah. When you tease out differences in job choices, there's no difference whatsoever.
I believe the little girl penned letter more than I believe his sitting in the car with his dad in 1960 story. Look, Joey, it's simple. They love each other.
I think little Charlotte was certainly writing at the behest of her activist parents, but she has a 6-year-old's understanding of the labor market. So she can be excused. Joe Biden, on the other hand, ought to know a little better. But, of course, it has nothing to do with the truth. It has to do with demagoguing the issue and firing people up to come. I'm getting wronged. I'm getting wronged. I'm getting ripped off. Who will be my brave defender? Oh, old Joe Biden will. I mean, that's all of politics.
So is that what I'm seeing on TV must be some sort of computer mock-up of the Russian plane knocking our drone out of the sky. That can't be footage because there wouldn't have been another plane there to have video of that. Yeah, that's got to be some sort of animation that I'm seeing.
I saw something that sure looked like video because it's a surveillance drone, so it's transmitting pictures and communications constantly.
But this video was from, like, looking at it happening. It'd have to be another drone looking at this drone. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I see what you're saying, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, Russians did knock down one of our super expensive drones after whizzing on it. Airplane.
Well, so to speak.
Well, in, you know, in airplane parlance, they what they did is they whizzed on us. They flew over and they dumped fuel on top of our drone.
It's very odd behavior.
Yeah, what was that all about?
Is that a Russian thing?
Oh, boy, a Russian thing.
My God, airplane pees on your airplane.
Did you read the stuff in the New York Post yesterday? The woman from Ukraine who had escaped and gone to Germany, and then she was unhappy about the way she felt like German media was sanitizing how brutal the war in Ukraine has been. Even though Germany's, you know, a big supporter of Ukraine and giving them arms and all that sort of stuff like us, but apparently not making it as nitty-gritty as she thought it ought to be. So she went back into Ukraine to document how awful it has been, and, man, her stuff was freaking gruesome.
Oh, I have not seen that.
Oh, my God, the descriptions and the photos and everything like that. Oh, my God, the rapes, the burned bodies, the torture chambers, the just... oh, my God. It's just unbelievable. By these completely untrained, angry, ruthless, some of them prisoners, Russian soldiers, that are just doing the unspeakable as they go from house to house sometime drunk and letting the, you know, male id run wild, I guess. But
yikes.
Yeah, it's awful.
Well, on another topic, and at the risk of sounding like MSNBC promising a coming Trump indictment for the 200th time, the investigation into the Biden family influence peddling racket is about to take a serious turn, I believe.
Yeah, as we read from Jonathan Turley's Twitter feed yesterday, he thinks this might be a really big deal.
Yeah, we'll have that report for you later on this hour. Stay tuned. And again, we might try to manipulate you and give you an exciting sounding tease that we couldn't possibly pull off. I mean, it's not beyond us, but in this case, we are not. I think this is meaty. This is a solid serving of for the Bidens.
A solid serving of coming up.
Armstrong and Getty.
Spring is here, and we're already digging into new flavors with HelloFresh.
Not only does HelloFresh deliver great-tasting recipes to our doors and yours, their new dietitian win options under 700 calories make it easier than ever to stay on track with your wellness goals.
Or if you're looking to power up with protein, simply choose from the new Protein Smart recipes, like the one-pot pork and bean chili and creamy Dijon dill chicken, featuring 30 grams or more of protein per serving.
You love to eat well, so do we, but we all hate the hassle, and that's why HelloFresh delivers pre-portioned ingredients that cut down on prep time and food waste and save you an extra trip to the grocery store.
And since their produce travels from the farm to your doorstep in less than 7 days, you know what you're eating is really fresh.
Why not taste for yourself? Join America's number one meal kit today and get 60% off plus free shipping with the code Armstrong60 at HelloFresh.com/Armstrong60. That's the code Armstrong60 at HelloFresh.com/Armstrong60. HelloFresh.com/Armstrong60.
If I could be you,
and you could be me, for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Doug. Hey, listener. Welcome to Limu's Karaoke Lounge, where Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need, and the music never stops. Hit it!
There's an emu with a full-time job. His partner's Doug, but Limu's the heartthrob. Grubs and worms, that's what Limu eats. Gotta fuel up to save you money and hit the streets!
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
On display now at Turtle Bay Museum. Honor, courage, commitment. Marine Corps art.
1975 through 2018, featuring 36 art pieces created by Marine combat artists who documented their own experience in times of war and peace. This traveling museum exhibition is sponsored by the Marine Corps Heritage Foundation from the National Museum of the Marine Corps. Open now through April 30th. Honor, courage, commitment. Marine Corps art at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle, from your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between. We make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Hey, listeners, celebrate St. Paddy's Day with a week's worth of Irish flair. Enjoy an early Irish Benedict, midday Reuben sandwich, or traditional corned beef and cabbage dinner served daily from Thursday through Sunday, March 16th through the 19th. Pair it up with a beer or end with a delicious slice of carrot cake for the perfect treat. Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
The NYPD is looking for a group of teens who allegedly stole more than $40,000 worth of calculators from high schools in the Bronx. Said the teens, actually, it's $41,672. My mind's eye, it also had that little paper thing that was a.
That joke sucked the life out of me for some reason. No, I'm not exactly sure why.
Yeah.
Ron DeSantis, his answer to the question, is Ukraine of vital interest to the United States, has gotten a lot of attention on both sides, Republicans and Democrats. So we can get into that a little bit later. First kind of controversy is too strong a word, but I don't know. Point of contention with the whole DeSantis thing, I think, since he's ruled out the idea of running for president. So more on that later.
Certainly on the right. I mean, the left's been bashing the hell out of him for ages.
Right. There's a giant seaweed blob twice the width of the U.S. taking aim at Florida.
Why, that's wide. I've seen this headline a couple times. I haven't bothered to read the article. How seriously should I be taking this?
Marine scientists are tracking a 5,000-mile-wide seaweed blob. So large it can be seen from space. For some reason, that is our measure of things. If it can't be seen from space, don't worry about it. If it can be seen from space, though...
Look out!
Look out! Scientists say this could be the largest one in history. And it's headed toward Florida's Gulf Coast, although it's not really anything you got to worry about, so it's just a thing.
Yeah, I was going to say, is it going to come up on land and eat me or what? What's the problem? I'll tell you this, though. When I was down in Florida, they had...
going to come up on land and eat me?
Well, why am I supposed to give a damn? I haven't bothered to read the article.
Some people have some allergy problems and that sort of thing with it.
Uh-huh. They have the red tide going now in the Gulf Coast of Florida. And it causes breathing problems. So if you have any, like, asthma or anything, you can't be anywhere near the ocean right now.
There is a Republican committee looking into Biden family financial entanglements. There's now a third Biden we didn't know about. So you got...
As yet, a mystery Biden.
Hunter, the brother, and now who? So more on that coming up in a little bit. So I heard a commercial the other day. It was a financial something. Sort of commercial about investments or whatever, and it had this line in it, and I've heard this a million times and so have you, but it struck me in a certain way for some reason that day. You hear these commercials for financial stuff, and at some point they put in there, and we happen to know they put it in there because it is a regulation, which is the same as a law.
Mm-hmm.
Past performance is no guarantee of future results. You've heard that line in lots and lots of commercials throughout your life. It's because it has to be in there by law. And for some reason, it just popped into my head that any country, any society that needs to make it a law that you tell people about investments, past performance is no guarantee of future results, and it has to be a law,
right,
that is in the commercial. Any society that has that is doomed. I think I can extrapolate from that one thing, the fact that we are doomed.
I would agree. Yeah, absolutely. I mean... Anybody with the intelligence to understand that statement has the intelligence to understand, well, this is an investment. They've had a great track record, but that's no guarantee. I mean, you can't have one or the other. It's got to be both. Either you're so stupid you can't be communicated with, or so naive or something, or you get both of them intrinsically, automatically. You don't have to think about it.
I chose that. I could have easily as chosen the warning ladder on a ladder. Caution, if you fall off this, you might get hurt. Mm-hmm. That is also a law.
Right.
And
right.
Said any country that has to have that is doomed. But they're all good examples.
Well, let's flip it over. Okay, so this mutual fund has earned 7.2% the last 4 years on average. That means it's a guarantee it will always earn 7.2%. Said nobody ever.
And if they did say that... Well, they need to be, what is the phrase, disabused of their notions or something like that.
Yeah, or wrapped in a bubble wrap or something.
Well,
you can't infantilize people systematically over and over, unless you want to end up with a populace of people can't take care of themselves, can't think independently.
Well, my latter example, if you flip that one over. I'll bet I can topple off this thing and be perfectly fine. I'll bet there's no danger here whatsoever if I'm up high in this ladder and happen to topple over onto the cement. I'll bet it wouldn't hurt a bit.
Honey, it's okay if I lean way over to the side here because there's no label on the ladder that says I'll get hurt. Said nobody ever.
Right, right, yeah. There's no way you can survive the dog-eat-dog reality of living on Earth against the Chinese or whoever if you're that society.
You know, I don't have a lot of fantasies at this point in my life, but if I were to be granted, like, the powers of an emperor, it'd be a hell of a fun thing to say, all right, this stuff, for instance, that's not happening anymore. Nobody needs it. It's infantilizing us. It's stupid. No more warning letters, warning stickers on ladders. That'd be fun.
The power of an emperor. Maybe once I get past the harem and the rivers of gravy, I would get to that, and it'd be nice to have that power.
Gravy, top of your priority list.
Armstrong and Getty.
How far will the left go to win 2024? Will they send out more stimulus checks, pass more student loan bailouts, or give away trillions more to left-wing groups? The simple truth is, they don't care if your retirement is eroded down to a fraction of its value. They just want to win. Hi, Stephen K. Bannon. I want to encourage you to diversify your 401k or IRA out of paper assets and into a physical gold IRA. And the only company I recommend for gold IRAs is conservative-owned Birch Gold Group. To learn more, text the word HEDGE to 989898 to get their free info kit on gold IRAs. Do this now before Democrats have a chance to legislate away your life savings. Get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting HEDGE to the number 989898. There's nothing to buy and no obligation at all. So use your agency. Take action now. Text the word HEDGE to the number 989898.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Jazzercise Redding Fitness Center would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting small businesses in our community. With this grant, we were able to keep going so we could keep moving.
Pathways to Hope for Children would love to thank the Redding Rancheria. They've been involved with Camp Hope since 2012. Thank you from Pathways to Hope for Children to the Rancheria for all you do.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could Wiz on a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, the longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 37 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
Not. No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
The City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista is now serving lunch. Enjoy grilled chicken breasts, beef ribs, fish and chips, a salmon filet, or their fabulous burger menu. Try their lunch special, taco salad with your choice of steak, chicken, or prawn. Kids' meals are also available. Dry Creek Station. Open Tuesday through Sunday, serving lunch from noon to 4, dinner from 5 to 9, and happy hour from 3 to 5. Dry Creek Station at 299 East in Bella Vista, where quality and value meet.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Jazzercise Redding Fitness Center would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting small businesses in our community. With this grant, we were able to keep going so we could keep moving.
Pathways to Hope for Children would love to thank the Redding Rancheria. They've been involved with Camp Hope since 2012. Thank you from Pathways to Hope for Children to the Rancheria for all you do.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Last one still.
It's the first point of conflict since Ron DeSantis became serious about running for president, this whole answer on Ukraine. And he had three negative articles in one day in Rupert Murdoch's New York Post yesterday about him. We'll get to that hour three of the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Okay, looking forward to that. Also, campus madness. Holy cow, have we lost control of our colleges? And some of the things that are being said are just telling you. Stay with us. First, though, I persist in my belief that Joe Biden will not run for president again.
You're an outlier on that.
Yeah, I know.
You might be right.
Why hasn't he formally announced by now? That's not proof. It is odd, though. He continues to equivocate asked if he's running.
I saw some numbers that say that presidents in the past have not, earlier than this, announced officially they were running. So he's not out of the norm there. The difference is nobody was wondering if George W. Bush was running again or Barack Obama was running again.
Right.
So
yeah.
Them not announcing till later doesn't really mean anything.
Well, I think the fact that he's very old and senile will keep him from running again if indeed the people around him, if they need to convince him, if they can convince him. I suspect somewhere deep in his heart he realizes this is a terrible idea. But anyway, I don't think he's going to run. But if he has an inclination to run, this could well bring him down. That is the investigation into the way money flowed from foreign governments and foreign government-tied entities into the Biden family coffers, including a great deal of money flowing from the communist Chinese. And if it turns out the first families on the hook to the communist Chinese and or the communist Chinese have all sorts of dirt on them, that is not a good look for a presidential candidate. Just ask Eric Swalwell. He can tell you all about it. Slightly different case. But anyway, never forget. Aisha Hosni on Fox News last night was reporting on quite a development in the investigation in the Biden influence peddling thing. Let's start with 65, Michael.
House Oversight Chairman James Comer says he's discovered another one of President Biden's family members may be involved in influence peddling.
So we've got a problem here.
The new accusation comes after Comer subpoenaed Bank of America for a whopping 14 years worth of bank records related to three associates of Hunter Biden, including Rob Walker, a former Clinton official.
Who the hell that?
Well, let's roll on. 66.
Comer says Walker's account activity reveals it received a $3 million wire from individuals associated with the Chinese Communist Party about 2 months after then-Vice President Biden left office. He explains the Walker account then transferred those funds into the accounts of three Biden family members, including someone they've never investigated before.
Well, they're a Biden. I'm not going to disclose that new name. Because that really changes things, because what we assumed was this was just about the president's son and two brothers.
Well, who else is there? Has anybody looked at the Ancestry.com family tree? How many Bidens are alive and which one is it?
How about the old lady, Dr. Jill? The obvious choice.
Okay.
They had to spread the money around. But how sordid does that sound, though, that a Chinese Communist Party allied entity transferred seven figures to the Biden family 2 months after he left office?
Yeah.
That's not a good look.
If that were Eric Trump, that would be a giant story.
Well, yeah, I mean, the Washington press pool going crazy over the fact that Trump owned that hotel in D.C. and how that was clear evidence of the emoluments clause or something. Oh, come on. He's a hotelier. His kids run a hotel business. It's not shocking. There are lots of hotels in Washington, D.C. Have you ever been there? It's not shocking that his hotel company would have a hotel there. Anyway, they act like that was just utterly under, because a government official might stay there to curry favor. Yeah, how about if a communist official wired millions of dollars to the Biden family? Does that get your attention? No, of course it doesn't. Who is this mystery Biden? I say it's Dr. Jill.
Could be.
Who's not a doctor, please.
So here's a question for you and your crowd. I sense glee.
My crowd? Wait a minute. What crowd?
I don't know. I sense the crowd that exhibits glee, because I sense glee over the idea that Joe Biden might not run for either age reasons or reasons of this investigation. Is that a good thing? I assuming that you want a Republican to end up winning, is it a good thing for Joe Biden not to run, or is that a bad thing? That's my question.
Of course, Jack, my priority is as a patriotic American, not as a partisan like yourself. I just think there's too good a chance that if Biden were to run again and the other side throws Trump up the flagpole again, runs Trump up the flagpole, or DeSantis, and there's some scandal. If for some reason he loses, then a senile old man is the president of the United States again. I just think that's a terrible outcome.
Yeah.
Unless he has a sharp young vice president that we can live with.
Well, if you can just try to imagine not only being a patriot,
yes,
but being someone who's purely interested in whether an R or a D is president.
Oh, I'll try.
Wouldn't it be better if you're wanting an R to be president that Biden is running? I think it's almost guaranteed who would replace him is going to be harder to beat than him.
Although they've picked several ninnies in recent years. But no, you're right. I mean, he is a very, very weak candidate in a lot of ways. Although, honestly, his approval ratings are pretty decent right now. You know, he's seen as having accomplished a few things by Democrats.
I realize that this is a question they're having at the highest levels and probably having the same discussion. Is he easier to beat or not? He's the sitting president. He won once, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, significant strengths and significant weaknesses, I guess.
I think he gets replaced by somebody harder to beat. I could be wrong, though.
Yeah, well, it's shocking how often they think they have somebody harder to beat, and they turn out to be a numbskull, or just utterly unlikable, like Hillary.
Right. Yeah. I'm shocked that she is out, that she seems to be out. That's surprising to me.
You know, Hillary has a lot of faults, certainly, but she's a prideful.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
She's a prideful
she's
woman.
She's sturdy.
That's not a fault. No, certainly not. I don't think she wants to be humiliated again.
Well, as someone who's been humiliated many times in my life, I don't usually look forward to it myself.
Well, yeah, she's been big time humiliated more than once now on the national stage. And it's probably had enough. She's traveling around the world, living a cozy, rich, pampered life, pretending to be doing the business of the Clinton Foundation, I'm guessing.
Hey, so we haven't mentioned the whole Russians forcing down an American drone story. This just came out. Germany scrambled fighter jets to block Russian jets shortly after the U.S. drone crash. I hadn't heard this angle.
Wow. Hey,
there is more to this story than we have heard so far. So if you don't know this, one of our many million-dollar expensive drones, and don't picture a tiny little thing with propellers on it, picture a giant, like, super fancy spy plane.
It's a fighter jet, just without a guy flying it.
Yeah, we got to come up with better terminology, because it's misleading people. It's misleading me. We can't call, what my kids get that cost $18 at Target a drone and call that a drone. We need different words, don't you think?
Yeah, unmanned aircraft. How about that?
But, yeah, it's a fighter jet. Just didn't have a pilot in it. And Russian plane, we're in international airspace, Russian planes get up next to it, dump fuel on it for some reason, then get so close to it actually clip into it, and it has to go down to the ocean. And now this story that German fighter jets were scrambled right after it. We're saying that we think it was poor piloting by the Russians and not intentional, but that could be to de-escalate. That might not be what we actually think. That could be purely a we want a lower tension situation. I don't know.
Yeah, what was the quote from John Kirby, the National Security Council spokesman? The incident was, quote, noteworthy because of how unsafe and unprofessional it was. Hey, 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 that's unsafe and unprofessional, bringing down our $200 million unmanned aircraft.
Yeah, I mean, because, you know, the whole de-escalate, I've done that with my kids before. I'm going to assume you didn't mean what you just said and you were angry. You know, that sort of thing, as opposed to take it literally.
Yeah, sure.
You know, and because if you were to say Russia intentionally shot down, whatever you want to call it, one of our aircraft, that's something you got to react to.
I apologize for my slow wit today. I think I may have the COVID or a cold.
Oh, my God, Joe's got COVID?
What?
Why didn't I know this? Joe's got COVID. Wow.
I haven't tested myself. It might just be a nasty cold. I don't know, and I don't particularly care. Where was I? Oh, so I apologize for not coming to this conclusion earlier, but it's clear to me now why they dumped the fuel on the Predator. They dared not fire on it, but they wanted to screw it up. They wanted to mess with it, but they were not going to unleash a missile at a U.S. aircraft, manned or unmanned.
Do you think the guy hit it on purpose? That's a heck of a move, because I don't know. I almost think that has to be an accident, because you'd be as likely to go down yourself.
I agree, yeah, completely.
I would think.
Yeah, yeah.
They were speculating it's like everything else, untrained pilots, not very well-trained pilots, just getting too close.
We have commentators commentating. You want to hear a tape or two?
I don't know. More concerned about your COVID. So you,
like this one clip, though. I can't remember who Mike Rounds is, but anyway, somebody can remind me. Yes?
While you were in Florida, did you eat any bats? Did you go to a wet market and eat some bats?
Went to a wet market, licked a pangolin, but no, didn't eat any bats at all.
Licked a pangolin.
Yeah.
Stood in line with the other people, $5 a lick.
You know what I did do? I went to a Cuban bakery with my buddy Brian, the umpire, because they have this incredible, like, milky, sugary coffee that they serve.
Oh, right.
Oh, it's so good. So good. And got breakfast there. Nobody spoke any English. No inglese at all. And this is a big, beautiful, gleaming. They got six people behind the counter. This is a successful business. Nobody hobbled in Glacy.
So what'd you say, El Cofio? Or, I mean, how did you order anything?
Well, I know a little bit of Spanish. At one point, a gal who speaks English translated for us quickly, but then she was called over to place her order. Then we were back on our own, and I ran into, and I forgot about freaking Google Translate. I'm such a moron.
Yeah,
it's right there on my phone.
So handy.
But I was trying to get eggs over easy, and the lady was trying to, like, with Spanish and sign language, ask me how much I wanted the egg cooked when they flipped it over. And I, easy, un poco, easy. I just kept repeating it.
Yeah,
easy over easy.
It's so,
say it louder.
Yeah, it's an old joke, but it's so easy to fall into that idea that if I say it more clearly and slowly, that somehow it'll be, which is hilarious,
yeah.
Really.
Yeah, it was interesting, though.
I like my eggs like I like my Lionel Richie. Easy like Sunday morning. That's what you say to them. Huh?
You know, they were nice people, and it was a successful business, and I tend to like Cuban people because they really appreciate this country. But I thought it was kind of weird. I mean, if I moved to a Spanish-speaking country, the first thing I would do is work hard on my Spanish.
Well, certainly like the most basic terms to deal with the business you're in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Guess but I guess have to.
They have such a Cuban clientele there, or a Spanish-speaking clientele anyway, that they just don't feel like they have to. I thought it was odd, though.
Do you think that's where you got the COVID?
Nah, probably in the airport. So many humans.
What are you supposed to do? Not that I care what you're supposed to do, but what are you supposed to do at this point? Are you supposed to test? And then, like, are you supposed to quarantine? Is the CDC still saying you should quarantine for 10 days or something?
I honestly have no idea.
I don't either. I don't have the slightest idea. I'll bet
I don't care. We canceled the dinner tonight.
Because you feel bad or because you don't want to spread it to other people?
Well, even if, yeah, the second one.
Well,
okay.
No,
so
both.
So
you're a good
both,
American,
honestly.
And you care about people you eat with. All right, just keep going on with your very fantastic personality.
I'm just telling the truth. No, I felt rotten last night, all night, and then when I woke up this morning, I feel a lot better now. A couple ibuprofen, but yeah, just both. I don't want to give anybody anything.
But if you had a cold, if you didn't think it was COVID, you'd go to eat, though, wouldn't you? People go to eat with a cold.
Yeah, probably.
You can't stay home from eating every time you have a cold.
Wait, and isn't that funny? That
yes, it is.
A lot of us have at this point forgotten how to act when you have a cold.
Yeah,
I don't remember.
Yeah, somebody said to me the other day when I was talking about, "Are you going to cancel?" I can't cancel every time I have a.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
MIT and Stanford share a strange concept I call the retirement discount. It gives you more retirement income with the same dollars saved, and your money is never at risk if the market crashes. That's right. If the market crashes 30%, you lose nothing. Even people who are on track have shifted money to this new strategy because it increases their retirement income or can allow them to stop working years sooner. So if you're over 50 and want a bigger, better retirement with less money, call to get a free copy of this brand new movie, The Baby Boomer Dilemma, at 1-800-506-2020. This is a $30 value, but when you call today, you'll get a completely free, plus 2 hours of bonus behind-the-scenes footage. I'll even cover shipping and handling, no credit card required. So don't delay, call right now, 1-800-506-2020. That's 1-800-506-2020, 1-800-506-2020.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text SERVE to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text SERVE to 42424. That's SERVE to 42424.
Face it, life looks a little different. During these times, we're doing our best to keep our minds and bodies strong. And getting a flu shot helps us stay healthy, so we don't miss out on what matters, like having game night at home. Yeah, can't do that while sick with the flu. Now imagine family movie night that your daughter can't live without. Well, that's ruined. And don't forget your uncle's socially distanced cookouts. See? That's why it's important to be at our strongest. Every year, millions of people in the U.S. get the flu. Especially now. No one has time to miss out on moments that matter. So get your flu shot. Find out more at GetMyFluShot.org. Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
My husband had a gun. Him and his friends would go shooting. The ammunition, unfortunately, was not stored separately. In a million years, we never thought that Emily could. There's a hole in our family that can never, ever be filled.
63 Americans a day die by gun suicide. With safe gun storage, we can give our loved ones a second chance at life. Learn more at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
People do some pretty cool things in their 40s and 50s. Why should saving for retirement be any different? I mean, they go back to college. learn new instruments, start skateboarding.
Whoa.
Okay, maybe that one's not for everybody, but saving for retirement is. With aceyourretirement.org, you can get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. Just have a 3-minute chat with Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach from AARP. You'll get personalized recommendations based on your input that are easy to understand and work with your lifestyle. It's quick, easy, and free. Plus, it's sponsored by AARP, so you know they got your back.
Woo-hoo. Gnarly move, Dad.
Thanks, sweetie.
So wherever you are in your retirement savings journey, head to aceyourretirement.org and start chatting with Avo today. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
American foreign policy is in free fall. All I can tell you is that on multiple fronts, we're in a dangerous situation. Weakness breeds provocation. They spy balloon over the United States, shooting down an American drone, multi-million dollar drone. They know they can get away with it. Mexico is blaming us for the fentanyl crisis. And Joe Biden is like a deer in the headlights. He needs to up his game quickly.
So that's Lindsey Graham, Senator South Carolina. He is, I don't know what you characterize him as at this point, but he is more ready to go to war with various people than the average Republican or the average person, certainly.
I refer to him as an everything hawk.
But there's quite a few people in the crowd that did not like the answer that Ron DeSantis had the other night about Ukraine and its position in the world. Tucker Carlson put this question to all the presidential candidates out there to figure out where they stand in Ukraine, because he wants to hang it around their neck and make them have to explain themselves, which I'm all for on every issue. I wish we did more of that. But Ron DeSantis does not see the war in Ukraine as being in vital U.S. interest, and Liz Cheney, Marco Rubio, John Cornyn, obviously Lindsey Graham, Mitch McConnell and others very unhappy with that, and a whole bunch of people on the left unhappy with that. Of course, they started the day hating Ron DeSantis.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Halpern points out in his political newsletter today that there were three Rupert Murdoch negative stories about Ron DeSantis around this answer in one day in the New York Post yesterday. You had an opinion piece, Ron DeSantis is flat out wrong on Ukraine and the role the U.S. should play. You had another opinion piece, or a piece just pointing out all the Republicans that were unhappy. Republicans knock Ron DeSantis after Florida governor says helping Ukraine is not a vital U.S. interest. And then they had a full editorial board piece where they penned their missive saying, DeSantis must show leadership on issues like Ukraine to win the White House. Here's a little bit of that. Ron DeSantis has shown plenty of leadership as Florida's governor, but he's sure dodging the challenge when it comes to the war in Ukraine. In a written response to questions from Fox News' Tucker Carlson, DeSantis hedged. While the U.S. has many vital national interests, becoming further entangled in the territorial dispute between Ukraine and Russia is not one of them. Fine, says the New York Post, America faces no direct threat from Russia, but this is far more than a territorial dispute. So we'll see how this plays out. I think it's kind of interesting. Mark Halpern writes, we have yet to see Ron DeSantis adjust to criticism by going from full MAGA to less MAGA, under duress of the press being on him about a particular topic. So this is a good, you know, it's inevitable when you run for president that this happens. So see how his team handles it.
I stand by my analysis of yesterday, other than the statement that it's not a critical U.S. Interest, whatever the phrase was. The things he said, we don't want to, for instance, have troops on the ground. Nobody wants that. I don't think they should be getting F-16s. You're in line with Joe Biden. Long-range missiles. Nobody's talking about long-range missiles. So he's having it both ways. He just can't run off the Tucker crowd too early.
Yeah.
Threading the needle. I think it was a perfectly sound answer.
I would prefer he show more leadership and take a strong position, but
I think that would be political suicide.
Might be. They have better internal polling on primary voters than I've got.
Yeah, yeah. Just get the nomination. Then pivot to the general. It's as old as time.
As old as time. Also pointed out that there was a positive piece about Donald Trump in the Washington Post on how he, Donald Trump, you know, revisits his freewheeling style with the press and how DeSantis has not yet taken any questions from the press. So
they're so desperate to criticize DeSantis, they actually said something nice about Trump? That's the way I read that.
Yeah, there's a long way to go, but man, it is two heavyweights that are going to be slugging it out.
America's campuses should be razed to the ground and use their land for, I don't know, sports stadiums or anything else. Campus Madness next.
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.